Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time on the Sideline View. Well, last Friday, of course, was the launch of the season. Now, it's all real. The game between Strathfield Say and Sandhurst last night must be, or yesterday, it must be good just to have footy back.
Yeah, look, I think that's what everyone's been waiting for. It's been such a long time now, over 550 days. So just to have some local community sport and something to go and have a look at on the weekend, it's fantastic.
So why was this particular game the standalone game yesterday?
Look, we spoke to all our clubs and said there's an opportunity there. So, yeah, Strathfield, Say and Sandhurst were two clubs that come forward and said they were interested in playing in that season opener time slot. So, yeah, that's how that one's come about.
Right, OK. So it's good that both clubs, you know, come to agreement because they're on the field, you know, they're combative, but off field, you know, they're sort of happy to work with each other to make sure, you know, games go ahead, which was, as I say, great to see yesterday, a big crowd as well. Round one next weekend officially. Can you take us through the games?
Yeah, certainly can. So, look, we've got a couple of matches of interest there. Sandhurst will play again against Maryborough. So Maryborough, one of those teams that, from a senior football perspective, look, they didn't finish too far outside of the top five in 2019, and they'll be looking to take some really big steps forward this year. So great opportunity for them to start the season well. We've got Gisborne and Strathfield Say down at Gisborne. So Gisborne will actually be unveiling their new facilities. They've had a bit of an upgrade since they last played there, which is exciting for the club. Yeah, look, from a football perspective, once again, that's probably match of the round. Two clubs that will probably, or two teams that will go deep into September, so that should be a cracker. And once again, Gisborne are a really strong side from a netball perspective, so yeah, they'll be certainly looking to start the season strong. Down at Kyneton, Kyneton will host Golden Square for a night match. So again, two clubs that are probably really vying for those some of those positions in the top five this year from a football perspective. So that should be a great spectacle under lights. And likewise, netball, Kyneton have got five netball teams back in operation this year, which is really exciting for the club. So they'll be looking for a great start down there. Eagle Hawk, another club that have had some upgrades to their facilities. So they'll unveil those in round one against Kangaroo Flat in a twilight match. So, yeah, look, from a netball perspective, that's going to be a really entertaining match. Eagle Hawk and Kangaroo Flat across the last 5 to 10 years have been two of those teams that always finish towards the pointy end. So that should be a treat for everyone that comes along. And then we'll round it out with Castlemaine and South Bendigo. Again, probably two clubs that will really look to start the season strong and bridge the gap on those top five sides. So again, it should be an entertaining match and some matches of interest right across the league.
Cameron Tomlins is the Bendigo Football Netball League manager joining us on the Sideline View this afternoon. And from a club's perspective, obviously you've been talking with the clubs over the last couple of months as they do their pre-season training heading into round one. How are the clubs looking numbers wise and even from a junior's perspective in the football and netball fields?
Yeah, look, they are looking quite well. In the last few years, we have had a couple of teams missing just due to lack of numbers. I think this year, from a team's perspective, we've got the most teams we've had for some time, which is exciting. In saying that, yeah, I think most clubs are still can welcome people, whether it's be players, trainers, officials, volunteers. There's certainly still spots for anyone to become part of the competition this year. So if you're interested in any of those roles, and even if it's a player, it's not too late. You either contact the league or identify a club and speak to them directly about how they might be able to help for and become involved in season 2021.
Well, that's the big thing you mentioned there about volunteers. Without some volunteers in any organisation, really, from footy clubs to you know, Meals on Wheels, we all need volunteers. So if there's a big call out for volunteers, yeah, as Cameron said there, contact the league or your local club. Now, COVID-safe environment, obviously that's the big talking point in 2021. Cameron, what measures are in place for spectators and players, and what can actually spectators do to make it easier for everyone?
Yeah, look, probably the first call out to everyone that comes along is just work with us and be respectful of club officials and volunteers if they ask anyone to do anything. Look, obviously AFL Vic and Netball Vic have been really proactive from a protocols point of view. So all clubs on match day have requirements they need to meet to make sure we can put on our matches in a safe and sustainable manner. So we're really just calling for everyone to be respectful. And if you are asked to do something, please help us so we can put the games on in a safe manner. And look, when you come along, I think everyone is pretty up to date with the COVID safe normal these days. So all Victorian state government restrictions apply. So keeping distance and crowd gathering and all those sort of things that we're now accustomed to. So, yeah, we just ask for help and a bit of respect for those coming along.
What numbers have you been given from the Victorian government for crowd capacity?
It's currently community sports at 5,000, so 5,000 spectators across the day, which that should cover off on most of our game days across the season. So, again, hopefully things keep improving by the time we hit finals that we can actually increase those crowds above 5,000. But, yeah, look, we'll wait and see how that pans out. And, yeah, the league will certainly be keeping a keen eye. And if we need to put in some requests to the state government to increase those gathering limits, that's what we'll be doing.
The big thing, of course, Cameron, out of all of that is, yes, you've got to be safe, but footy is back. And to you and your team, congratulations on getting the season underway. And no doubt exciting times next week with round one officially getting underway. Cameron, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Yeah, no problems at all. Thanks for having me.